Now begin, we're up to Perek, middle of Perek of Vav. We are up to Pasek. Middle of Perek, follow me one moment. Here we are. Pasek Yud. Okay, we are up to Pasek Yud. Alni Adabra Vi'o'ida Vi'yishmahu Hine Arela Ozan V'lo Yuklu Lahakshif. Here Yirmi is speaking. The speaker of the pasuk is Yirmi Hanavi, and he's saying that I'm talking over here. He's talking in the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's basically saying is that I'm wasting my time. There's no one out there that's receptive to my message. To whom shall I speak and warn? The word viroida normally means to say testimony, to give over testimony. Here in this context it means to warn. To whom shall I speak and issue a warning about what is about to happen? The Yishmahu, and will listen. I'm going to speak, I'm going to warn, and I need people out there to listen. Problem is, people are deaf. Hine arela oznam. Their ears are deaf. Arela means there's a foreskin. An orel is a person that has not removed his foreskin. There is a foreskin that covers their ears, which prevents the earwaves from penetrating.
It means a barrier.
There's a barrier upon their ears. They are unable to listen, to hearken to my words. Hine Dvar Hashem. Furthermore, it's not just that. Now, we're going over here on different levels. It's not just that no one's willing to listen. First he goes down and says that no one wants to listen. Then he says that their ears, they have an impediment. There's a covering upon their ears. Then he says, Lo yuchlu lahakshif. They don't even have the physical ability to listen. Even if you would remove the impediment, you'll take off the earmuffs, you'll take off the covering on their ears, even that would not make a difference because they don't have the ability, lahakshif, to listen. The worst part of the pasuk is, they have ADHD, adult attention deficit disorder. Now the worst is, even if we can solve all of these problems, we can force them to attend the shir, and we'll take off their earmuffs, and we'll give them hearing aids. But guess what? It's disgusting. The words of Hashem to them is a cherpa. It is a shame. It is a cherpa. And then comes the last. This is a very powerful idea. The last part of the pasuk is lo yach pitzuvo. They have no desire. They have no chefetz. Chefetz means rotzayin. Paiseches yodechu maspia l'chol chai. Hashem satisfies every living creature with what? With rotzayin, with will. Yach pitzuvo means desire. They have no desire. So even if we physically force them to attend and listen, even if we take away their impediments, even if we give them hearing aids, and even if we take away the fact from them that Hashem's words are a cherpa, a disgrace, it's beneath them to listen to the words of Hashem, even if we remove that disgust from them, they're still lacking the most important quality, and that is chefetz, which is synonymous with rotzon. Ein davar oimed bifnei harotzon. If a person has a will, there's a will, there's a way. And the reverse is 100% true. Even if you have every single thing put in front of you on a silver platter, if you don't have that chefetz, that rotzon, it's not going to have any impact whatsoever. So the many madrigos, it seems like a very pasuk full of a lot of repetition and verbosity, but the truth is we're going over here on many, many madrigos on all the things that you need in order to be receptive to the words of Musar, and the critical thing is the end of the pasuk is chefetz. Let's see the Mitzvah Stavit, pasuk Yud, El mi adaber ve'asir ve'yishmu elai, to whom can I speak and warn they will listen to me? I'm trying, desperately seeking someone receptive to my words of Musar. Arei lo oznam, their ears have impediments, is covered. Ki ilu oznam atuma, there's earwax, stuffed up in their ear. It's otum. It's stuffed up. And then he goes into the next. He connects these two things together. They're unable lahakshiv. They're unable to hearken to my words. To words. Lecharpa. Furthermore, even if my words can penetrate their ear canal and they'll go into their brain, they get turned off instantly because it's a disgrace. Shemuas devar Hashem yichoshev lechem lechlima is a disgrace. Lechem, therefore, layech fitzubo, they have no desire, I'm learning very simply, they have no desire to be receptive to my words of Musa. Let's see, Rashi, Pasuk Yud. The oida lashon hasra. The word oida is testimony, edus, and in this context it means to warn. Orla atuma, areila is atuma. V'chein kol lashon orla means it's covered. As the classic example is v'chol orel basar lo yoichal bo. Any human being that does not removed the foreskin from his aver may not eat the carbon pesach. It means there is something that is covering it. Lecharpa, lecharfin oiso, they despise it. Let's see the Radak pasuk Yud. Pasuk al-mi, v'idav inyin hazhar, it's a warning, k'mo ho'ed ba'am, Hashem says to Moshe, tell the people, warn them, hagbala, not to ascend the mountain. Ho'ed, ho'ed ban ho'ish, this man testified against us, referring to the brothers, they said to their father, that Yosef, in disguise, he warned us not to return to Mitzrayim, unless we bring with us Binyamin. B'loshen edus, ki hamazre be'echad mazna, what's the Radak just elaborates, why do we borrow the expression testimony when we are referring to issuing a warning? A warning really has nothing to do with the concept of testimony. Testimony is to establish the facts. Warning is a warning. You tell a person, you know, if you don't behave, this can happen. It's not adarabah. It's not an establishment of the facts. Edus represents the past. Testimony is always what happened in the past. Warning is the future. So seemingly these two concepts have nothing to do with one another. And that's what the Radak comes to explain this concept, because when a person warns someone, you warn them in the presence of witnesses. So the person can no longer deny. He cannot later on, at a later point in time, and say, you can't punish me. I was not warned. I did not know that if I do this, that I'm going to be subject to punishment. That's why you warn a person in front of witnesses. So they should not be able to deny the facts afterwards. They make believe that they're not. They make believe there's nothing wrong. They make believe as if their ears are clogged. They do not have the ability to listen to cherpa. Okay, so that's the Pshat Pasuk. This Pasuk is part of a series of Sukkim. This is a Sugya in the Gemara. When the Gemara has a discussion, Himolachem Kol Basa. Well, we take for granted that a bris milah is done to a certain part of the body, to the Gemara was not so simple. The Gemara has a long discussion, and I don't have it in this edition, this medrash, but the Gemara has a discussion, and the Gemara was uncertain as where exactly is the location of the bris milah. When Hashem was karas a bris in Avraham, what does it mean? So we take it for granted that it means the erva. But the Gemara says, no, if you study Tanakh, you will discover the word orla is used in association with many different parts of the body, including orlas halev, orlas the ear. The Gemara, I forgot. Orlas lebabchem. So we mentioned the heart. Okay, and maybe I have it. I have a feeling it's not in this edition. I didn't bring it with me, but let me see. Maybe I do have it over here.
So what did Avraham Avinu cut?
Well, it says.
So the Gemara, okay, the Gemara goes to. Okay, he has just a little piece here. I knew it wasn't going to be here. But he has just a little piece. It's a Gemara.
I mean,
no, so it's a Gemara. The Gemara has an analysis. The Gemara has an analysis, and the Gemara concludes by, the Gemara actually proves it has to refer to the Erva, because the Mokum Shoysim Peros, there's a place, I don't remember the Pesukim, it's a series of Pesukim. Here I just have in this edition just a small quotation from a Medrash. It's a Gemara, it's a Shtickle Gemara. Rabbi Eshion, I don't know, I don't have it here. I didn't bring it with me. I have it in Yeshiva. But Omar Rabbi Eshion, B'Shem Rabbi Chilkiel, Lefisha. Yeah. Could be.
At the bottom here, Shabbos 108.
Okay, could be. So here I'll just read what it's over here. It's Omar Rabbi Eshion, B'Shem Rabbi Chilkiel, Lefisha, B'Oshe, B'Oyla, Mazel, Garmra, Avonis. No, no, this is a different medrash, I'm sorry. Okay, but whatever it is, this pasuk is part of the series of psukim which the Gemara uses to figure out if where is the location of Bris Milah, and this Gemara is a suggestion. The Gemara suggests maybe it's the ear. The Bris Milah is all the Jews should have. I don't know. They cut their earlobe, something long. What? An earring. To put an earring, Orlas Ozdam. Maybe that's what Hashem had in mind when He told Avram, "I want there to be a covenant between Me and you. You should look different. You should cut the ears, mutilation of the ears. Who knows?" And the Gemara goes on. And then the Gemara. The Gemara rejects the Gemara. I don't remember the Gemara. The Gemara concludes. It says the word Arla in reference to Peros.
Or the era of slaves.
Okay, so maybe that's the deeper meaning of the Gemara. Like you have the Nirtza. The Nirtza, you bore in a hole in his ear on the Delis and the Mezuzah. Okay, but this Pasuk in Yirmiyah is quoted as an attempt to suggest that the Bris Milah is the Arela, Hine Arela Oznam, Lo Yuchlu Lehakshet. There's a principle, now why am I mentioning this? Because there is a principle in the Gemara, this is a Hasidic principle which not everyone agrees to, that every Hava Mina that is presented in the Havayis of Abaye and Rava has a kernel of truth. You learn a daf Gemara. The Gemara goes back and forth 100 times, and then after 5 daf, the Gemara basically rejects everything you've learned for the last 5 daf. And the Gemara has a new conclusion. The Gemara has a kasha. There's a steer in the Mishnah and the Braisa. How do we answer the steer? The Gemara gives you 10 different reasons, and then the Gemara throws them all out. They're all wrong. And then after 10 block, this is the pshat. This is the answer. So that means we wasted 10 days daf yomi in the yeshiva. Some yeshivas, they don't learn more than 5 daf a whole year. So the whole year is down the drain. So what's so then if there are many answers. But one of the popular answers is that every havamin in a Gemara, and every Gemara presents even a possibility which is ultimately rejected, there's a kernel of truth. There's also something to learn from that. It may not have an application in this particular case, but has an application elsewhere. For a classic example of this lahalacha is by some, the Gemara has a discussion if you it says with bizmanehem. By Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is a unique halacha where you lay the Megillah, we lay the Megillah on 14, and in Yerushalayim they lay it on day 15. And then the Gemara says that Nikradin you can lay it on day 11, 12, and 13. 13 you do not need a pasuk because 13 was day of war, Zman Kila Kol. And then it says the pasuk Bizmanehem. Bizmanehem is coming to be marbed 2 more days. Day 14 and day 15 is explicit in the pasuk. Day 13 the Gemara says you don't need a pasuk. It's logical you should be able to play the Megillah on day 13 because that was a day of war. That requires more clarification. But then the Gemara says, but it says Bizmanehem. There are 2 more days which we can use to lay in the Megillah. And so the Gemara says, oh, that's why Me'ikar Hadin, under a certain unique circumstance, you can lay in the Megillah on day 11 and day 12. That's the first Mishnah, Mesechta Megillah. The Megillah is laying 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, depending upon where you live on the circumstances. Of course, in our day and age, we don't do this. We only lay in on day 14 and day 15. The Gemara asks a question, maybe when the Pasuk Bizmanehem is Marbet 2 more days, it's Marbet day 16 and day 17. Maybe that's what it's coming to be Marbe, 16 and 17. The Gemara concludes, V'lo Yavar. We have another pasuk that comes to reject that notion that you can lay in the Megillah on day, anything after day 15. However, there is a custom among many not to recite Tachanun on day 16 and 17 of Chodesh Adar, even though It's not a holiday. Purim was over on day 15 because since it was a Havamina in the Gemara, there was such a suggestion made in the Gemara that day 6 and day 17 are days of Purim. So therefore, the Havamina is enough, is significant enough where there's a teeny mashu of Yom Tov on these 2 days, at least to the degree where you don't have to say Tachanun. This is a custom among certain Hasidim. So I'm just trying to draw from that when the Gemara has a suggestion, maybe when it says in the Torah there's something called a bris mila on the ear, based upon what it says in this pasuk, hine arelo oznam, even though that's not the halacha, he never saw an ear surgeon come in on the 8th day to go do some mutilation of the ear for the bris mila. But every havamina in the Gemara has significance, and it's telling us that Klal Yisrael is different. There's a covenant between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is you don't listen to the things that the goyim listen to. But what you listen to is not the same as it's unique. Goyim, they listen to lashon hara, dvarim b'talim. See, they listen to things that are not. Klal Yisrael, there's a havamina in the Gemara that the bris between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. What?
Yesterday I was running out of gas on 17, so I got off Neiman Road, went into a gas station. I walk into the Exico station. The music blaring is Hasidic music. All the food inside is glatt, blintzes, and
pacha is a stimulus to Hasidus.
And all the Hasidim are driving up. Pacha, God will go again.
That will help you on the road. Jewish music.
Okay. So this is just a point. Hine arelo oznam. You know there's a famous vart. There's a very famous vart. It's Tisha B'Av in regard to Kamsa bar Kamsa. What did Kamsa convince the Kesar? They should send the test was bring a carbon. Send a carbon to the Jewish people and let us see if they accept it. So what did Kamsa do? He took the carbon, he put a nick in the eye and in the lips. The eye and the lips. So the Gemara says the eye and the lips. This is not considered a blemish by the goyim, by the pagans. So you bring an animal that has a nick in the lip and the eye, it's the big deal. But by the Jews, the lip and the eye is called a blemish. The eyelid and the lip is a blemish. So the Bali Musar say that's the chilik between Klal Yisrael and the Umos Olam. By the Umos Olam, what's not considered to on the lips, Lashon Hara, by Klal Yisrael is Lashon Hara. By the Umos Olam, what's not a big deal to look at, there's no concept of Shmira Sinayim, whatever they have, but their standards of Shmira Sinayim by the Umos Olam, by them it's nothing, it's no big deal. By Klal Yisrael, it's considered a blemish, it's considered to be a mum as well. So here, what?
Only an animal.
Only an animal.
That's the way the Kohen could do the Avodah, that's the one mum.
Yeah.
Cohen,
it's in Bukhara. In all loyeridu. That's an afkmin that the Eve, they actually brought on the Mizbeach after the fact.
No, the
Kohen.
The Kohen himself.
Oh, the Kohen himself on his body. Right.
Distinction, all these, whatever.
Blemishes aren't only the animal.
Apostles an animal, okay. Apostles a Kohen, and vice versa.
Okay, it's a Josh. It's a Josh. What for them is not a mum, for us is a mum. Here we have a Yesoid, Hine, Arela, Ozdam. The Gemara makes an issue. There's a pavamina, there's something called the bris mila with regard to the ears. This is, even though it's not halakhically valid, of course not, but there is a degree of musar that we extract from these words of the pasuk. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. The pasuk is pasuk Yudal, the ace, Hamas Hashem Molesi. And this is a very powerful pasuk. Hamas Hashem means the anger of Hashem on Molesi. And Navi, this pasuk is one of the pasukim which describes the nature of a prophet. You go through Tanakh, you can be malakid, all the psukim, which, you know, there are books, there are svarim that are written to define what is the nature of prophecy. It's something that we really have absolutely no clue. We're so far removed from anything that resembles prophecy, but you can collect psukim, it gives you a little inkling of what a Navi is all about. this pasuk is one of the psukim that would make it to the list of psukim that define the essence of a navi. A navi here, Yirmiyah says, I am molesi, I'm filled with the chamas Hashem. Chamas means the anger, which in this context means the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in my mind, a message to deliver of anger to the Jewish people, that if they don't shape up, they're going to ship out. Chamas Hashem Molesi, Nil'esi Hochil. I am tired. I am tired from Hochil containing this message. And what is the message? Before we go further, you know, they say about a rabbi is pregnant with a drasha. You hear that expression? A woman who's pregnant, the baby got to come out. That's the way it is.
There's an recently.
A rabbi is pregnant with a drasha. A woman who's pregnant, by hook or by crook, the baby's coming out. If not today, tomorrow. At some point in time, they're going to induce her. That's the way the world goes. There's no such thing as the baby staying in the belly more than a certain amount of time. A rabbi has a drasha. Okay, you have a rayon. A rabbi came up with a machshava. Ooh, I got an idea. It's got to come out. Sooner or later, whether it's going to be this Shabbos or next Shabbos, but in the near future, this is the Mahos.
I heard Rabbi David Cole make that speech. He came one time and they asked him finally, wasn't in New York City. He was at a Simcha someplace else where I was in Philadelphia. And he got up and he said, you know, he assumed that he was going to, and he had a speech prepared. And finally, when I guess he must have said something, and he started off the speech by saying, you know, he was busting at the seams to say what he wanted to say, so he had to get it out somehow. He was, no matter what, then nobody was leaving until they heard what he had to say. So,
this is a metzius.
About 30 years ago.
And here, that's really what the pasuk says. The pasuk really says that this is true with regard we can relate to a rabbi in this generation. Al achas kama v'kama. How many more times over a navi, a prophet, a navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put a message into the mind of the prophet? It's got to come out. It's got to be. It has to. It's a metzias. It's a reality, and that's exactly what he says here. And that's the nature of prophecy. I am filled. Hashem has filled me up with a dosage of Musar, and this Musar unfortunately is not very pleasant. It's Hamas, Hashem. It's a very unpleasant expression. The anger of Hashem Olesi, Nilesi Hochil. I can't carry it anymore. I gotta drop it. I gotta let it out. I am tired, Nilesi. I'm weary from Hochil containing it. I have to have an outlet for my message. Now, what is the message? The message over here is a very frightening message. Shefoich al Olol Bachutz, Hashem will pour out his anger even upon the youngster in the street. The children, there's no sin a child is guilty of that he is deserving of punishment. One of the big mysteries of the world, Tzadik V'ra'lo is a mystery. Okay, that's a mystery. But from the category of Tzadik V'ra'lo, you can break it down into many, many categories. And for all the categories is children. Why do children suffer? Children, there's nothing they can possibly have done. They can deserve to suffer things that we witness them going through. And yet, that's what it says here. Shefeich al lo b'chutz, an oilel is an infant. An infant, I'll pour out my anger upon the oilel b'chutz. V'al sod b'chudim yachtov. Sod b'chur means a group. A band of bachurim. We'll see some of the first from the Radak has a little bit of an interpretation of what it means, but basically means you have a chevra, you have a group of pleasant young boys walking in the street there in cheder. It's a certain delight to see a group of boys. It's one thing you see one boy here, one boy there, but when you see a chevra of boys, there's a certain simcha sachayim to see youth together. This sod b'chudim yachta, they're going to be wiped out by Hashem's anger. Not only that, not only the infant, not only the adolescent, gam ki gam ish im isha. Let's talk about the adults. They're also going to suffer. Yilokedu, they'll be captured, they'll be taken. Then we go to a new category called the zokain. The zokain, which means, let's say, someone who's, you know, a mechubedik person, 70 years old, zokain. In Malay Yamim, this is unique. You don't really have this. You don't really find this. Not that I know too much, but you don't really find this idea too often. Malay Yamim means a new category. I guess something we call a sove. Mle means someone that's much older than a zaken. Someone who's 100 years old. There's a zaken. A zaken can be someone who's 60 years old. Halachically, technically, you can call a person a zaken when he's 70 years old, whatever, even younger maybe. Zaken is mishakon chachma. Zaken means even a young person. What? Today, 90 is the new 60. I'm not joking. I'm not joking either. So everyone here is a youngster. What?
He's 16 years old with 74 experience.
He's 16 years old with...
On top of 74 years of experience.
74 years of experience. I don't get the numbers.
90
years old together. Okay, whatever. Zaken im Malayim. Malayim over here is a unique expression which means a person that is very, very old. So we have over here many categories. An oilal, soy bachurim, ish, isha, zaken, and Malayim. Six categories. You will be able to break down to five categories, but in all the different categories,
the whole generation,
the Churban will come upon them all. Don't think anyone will be able to escape. Will escape. Let's do the next pasuk. V'nosadu batim la'acherim. Here is a frightening expression that their property will be transferred. Nasa means to turn, which means transfer to other people. Sados, sados is their fields. Okay, we have the homes, their fields. V'noshim and their wives. Yachta will also be given over to the enemy. Why? Ki ate es yodi. I'm going to turn to Hashem. I'm going to direct es yodi, my hand, which means my hand of punishment, al yoshei haaretz, on the inhabitants of the earth. Ne'um Hashem, so says Hashem. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Mitzvot Stavra. These two psukim, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Yud Aleph, yes, Hamas Hashem, Hachema Asher Ani Aroye Aleichem. Yirmiyah is speaking, and Yirmiyah is saying that the Hamas Hashem means I have been given a prophecy, and in the prophecy I see things. I see anger that Hashem. I'm filled with it. It has consumed me. Ki rabahi, it is very great. Nilesi hachil, I'm tired. Naasesi oyef viyogea, I'm too tired to spill to beer. Hatsar. That's a very interesting thing. That goes to show that a Navi is, according to the parish of the Mitsudos, has a human side to him. He's not a cold piece of meat. There are some people out there that are just very cold. You know, sometimes you see very successful, they see it all the time. Doctors who deal with death all the time and suffering. They get hard. Yirmiyah here, according to the parish of the Mitzudos, how we learn Shan the Pasuk, is a very powerful is that he had empathy. He had empathy. He was a person that was mishtatef in the tsar of other people. He wasn't just a robot that relayed Hashem's message. Nanesi oyef yogel lispol hatsar. This witness the pain. Biroisi shachima he lishbech al kivutzos ha'olim. It's going to be poured out upon the collection of young children, of infants. Hayeshvim b'chutz that are out in the street. Mekayim kivutzos ha'olim, the place where the olim, the playgroups, where the olim, the playgrounds where they're all together. Yal soid, yal kivutzos. Soid means a band, a collection. Al kivutzos b'chutz. Al kulam yachlev, all of them together. Yilochedu, bereshes hachem, in the trap of the anger. There we have milo yamim, the zaken in milay yamim, mishen nishlam yamav ukarav lamus. Person who is very old is about to die. He's also going to suffer. Vinosabu. Yatsu mi'itam v'yisoveiv la'acherim, will be taken away from their possession and given to other people, to the enemy, yachtav, bapam achas, in one shot. Okay, the nashim yachtav, in one shot, everything will be taken away from them. And Hashem says, et yisyodi, ates yodi, I'll direct my hand, la'hakois ha'sam ba, v'u'inin melitza, this is melitzi, this is just an expression. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasik Yudal, the Eschamas Hashem Molesi, Libi Mole Nevua, my heart is filled with the Nevua, Lavo Hamas Hashem Alehem. and the message of the Nevuah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring his anger upon them. I can no longer hachil, contain it. Kamo li hachil. It's a mikra chasar. There's a missing lamet. It's as if it says lo yuchal nil esi lehochil. I'm not sure, but I mean
it's like lo sukal se'es as then.
Losses. A lamed could an actual lamed would have added to the bayer. Shefoich al oilol.
The word, interesting. The French word here.
Oh, okay.
Sufrir means to suffer. Now, suffer in English has two meanings. The modern meaning is, to suffer.
Okay, but the real meaning
suffer also in the older usage means to tolerate.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Very good. So that's the real usage of the word here, to suffer. Shefoich al olol, lishpoich al hayoin kim. An olol is a yoinik, a child that's nursing. An infant, bachutz, bashuk in the street, milei yomim, korov lamus vuhu, yeser al zokein. A person who's older than a zokein. Sodos v'noshim yachtov, yosubu lachim, will be taken away, given away to other people. Okay, now let's see the Radak, these two psukim. Yud Aleph, Yasves Chamas Hashem, Yud Aleph, Chamas Hashem Hayotzeis al Yisrael, that is going forth upon the Jewish people. Melesi mimen, I'm filled with ach melesi lachila. Same idea we said before. It's too difficult for me to contain it. Shefoich alalol, l'shpoich hachema alalol. Bachutz kleimar sheyehorgu hoivim ha'olalim bechutzos b'li chemla. So bechutz here, the Radak adds a little bit more bayer. It means without compassion. They'll kill them in the street. No mercy whatsoever. Chayim nishpecha hachema. The anger is being poured out. Now here he's eating some more bayer. Sod with sonoloimar sia, their company. No, in other words, you would think that the fact that the young men can group together in alliances, they can use that their friendship and their associations to overcome the enemy. Sod has the connotation, according to the parish of the Radak, as strength. And strength, they'll be able to, to fight. Shemeschabrim yachtoy, they will join together besoid echod ve'etzachas. And that will be their source of strength to overcome the enemy. Yet Hashem says, "V'lo yeilem kol zed, nothing will help." Is this the age old question? Is the people up in Kursim, they always they question the Holocaust. They question, why did 6 million people go like sheep? Why wasn't there more resistance? There's a lot of talk about this. Years ago, we used to have shiurim on this. Go like sheep. So the answer from a secular perspective, it's not a question altogether. The biggest psychologists and biggest experts have proven that just because you may have 6 million people when the enemy is well armed and sophisticated, it's not a question. It's not going like sheep. But from a religious perspective. From a religious perspective, the answer is it's not basheret, it's not basheret. If Rachmanu Litzlan is a gezerah, there's a gezerah. And that's what it says here to some degree in this pasuk. This pasuk over here is at least according to the Radak. The Radak says, V'al sold bachorim yachtav. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, there's a gezerah. The gezerah is going to come to be. Don't tell me the reason why the gezerah came to be was because you're a bunch of weaklings, you're sheep. It says here, the Bachurim, from this group, who is the strongest people from the group? The strongest people from this group of six people, it's not the women, it's not the Zakin, it's not the Malayamim, and it's certainly not the Oilim. So who are the people here that are going to fight in the army? Who do they draft in the army? They draft the 18-year-olds. They draft the Bachurim. And we have Bachurim that are in a soid, that are in a band, that are strong, they can overcome. They can pull off miracles against a very powerful enemy. You have a koyach. Hashem says here, because all of the other groups, it doesn't say the word sod. All the other groups, it just says oilel, it says ish, isha, zok. When it comes to the bachurim, it says, even though they are begeder soid, the Radak points out there shemeschabrim yachad besoid echod ve'etz achas. It doesn't matter. V'lo ye'ilu kol zeh. It won't make a difference from a hashkafic, a religious perspective. The question of like sheep is not a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a gezerah, the gezerah. If you do yeshtalos, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to question. But this theme is a very popular theme. Again, I want to mention that even from a secular perspective, it's not a kasha when it came to the Holocaust. But certainly from a religious hashkafa, it's not a question. Ish im isha kolaymar im ishtoi here, the isha here to his wife, yizokin im b'layomim, ki lo, they will have no rachmonis yachmelu al zokain. You don't need to go far. You'll just look at a couple of pictures from the Holocaust, some horrifying pictures. You see the type of respect that the Nazis had for the zakenim when they came for them. Ki lo yachmelu al zokain b'layom, hu yoisem yazokain targum yonasem. When it will become Ismalesi, I am filled with intensity. I am the same idea. I think it really means the same idea what we mentioned before. I'm the lesi hachil. I'm burning. I am overcome with this, with Hashem's message. What Hashem is about to do to his people. Next, v'nasabu sadas v'nashim. The chaynis sidoy sehem tiyena l'acherim, their assets will be given away to acherim, all the property in Germany. You know, these psukim of your mamash, you read a reference to World War II. All the assets, all the property was mamash, everything was taken away, stolen from the Jewish people, given. They're all living on our property. They're now in Germany and all over Poland and all over Europe. Ki mikitanom. Okay, that's really the next pasuk. Now, there's one very popular, important medrash. This is a Gemara. It's a Gemara. I think it's in the Mordechai. The Gemara has a whole long list of reasons why the Churban Beis Hamidrash came about. So that's a set of really reference to the Bayis Sheni, and one of them is because a lack of Jewish education. When the children, the Tindoiko Shol Beis Rabba, are roaming the streets, that is a cause of Churban. Jewish education. Pasuk, and the Gemara says, where does it come from? This pasuk. Shufoich, I'm going to pour out my anger. You know why? Al oilol bachutz. Because the children are roaming the streets. What are they doing out in the streets? They should be in the school. They should be in the base sefer. They should be in the base medrash. When children are roaming the streets, there's a breakdown in Jewish education. This is the beginning of the end. And this comes from this pasuk, and how true it is. And the fact that the Gemara says that, if I'm not mistaken, Haman, the medrash says that Haman, he wanted to destroy the Jewish education. In order to be able to succeed in breaking down the barrier of merit that the Jewish people have to be spared from any gezerah, the way to do so is to weaken the koyach of Jewish education, and that is and that's what it says over here, the oilol bachutz. Now they say about the Volozhna Yeshiva, they now know it's not true. They have new documents. They would say that the Volozhna Yeshiva, the reason why it closed down was because the Russian government, they insist they teach their Slimudei Chol. So the legend was that they didn't tolerate that it would be better to shut down the yeshiva than to let the influence of the Russian government control the curriculum at the yeshiva. Now that was a legend,
yes.
And there's definitely truth. There has to be some truth to that, and there's a silver lining to that story, because when the Volozhna yeshiva closed down, what happened? All of the Talmidim, all of the teachers, they dispersed, they spread out through Russia, through Europe, and that brought about a whole new many yeshivas, many new institutions began to be formed, and from that came a very great ribui in Jewish education for the greater picture of Klal Yisrael. In hindsight, it was a blessing in disguise that the Volozhna yeshiva, because instead of it being centralized and localized in one location, when this yeshiva was closed, people had no choice but to disperse into their other countries, other areas, and that brought about a tremendous ribui. However, that legend has been shot down because they have new documents that have been released from the Russian archives. And the reason why the yeshiva closed that had not because it was because there was internal fighting.
Right.
There was fighting among the Russian yeshivas. Who would be the next yeshiva among the Talmidim?
And it was
very dangerous. The government was the Russians were afraid that of revolution, of any rebellion among the people. And they saw in this a danger to the government, that different factions were forming in the yeshiva, and these are very powerful, influential people. They just didn't want there to be machlokes anywhere. So it wasn't necessarily because of the curriculum. Mm. It was more because of other reasons. So this is like an old legend. You heard, probably heard this a million times.
Yeah.
But the historians very recently...
Exploited.
Okay, whatever it is. But there is something to it as well. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk is pasuk Yud Gimel Kim Biketanam V'Yad Gedolam Kulay Boitzea Botza. Corruption. This theme comes up over and over again, from the smallest to the largest. They are completely corrupt among the people. Uminavi V'Yad Kohen Kulay Oise Shoker. The prophets and the Kohanim are all practitioners of falsehood. So everyone is in collusion with corruption in Yerushalayim. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayirapu Eshev Amir. This pasuk simply refers to the Kohanim and to the Nevi'i Sheker. Vayirapu is simply translated as to loosen. They loosen from the people. You have to add some words. Eshev Ami. The fact that Churban is coming. The fact that my nation, the nation, will be destroyed, this reality is loosened, it's made light of. The severity of what's about to happen is discounted and made light of by the Nevi'im. Now here are the next two critical words. Al, what? Now, Vayirapu literally means healing, refuah. And in that context, it's like a borrowed expression, is that the people are terrified. When a person thinks about what is about to happen, he sees the handwriting on the wall, he sees what's about to happen, people are terrified. They're terrified. So what are the Nevi'i Sheker? They act as doctors, and they tell, don't be terrified, it's okay, nothing's going to happen. And they calm people down. The way they calm people down is by giving them the wrong medicine. They heal them with the wrong medicine. Instead of giving them medicine that will actually heal the disease, they give them medicine that heals the symptom.
Opioids.
What?
You give opioids.
Well, opioids.
Painkillers.
Instead of healing the disease, they heal the symptom. That's the word vayirapu. They heal them. They talk to heal them. But they heal them the wrong way. Al nikala. Al nikala means they make light. They downplay it. We'll just jump in for a moment to the Mesillas David. Im amira nikala umivuza. With a lowly statement. A statement that's off the mark, kal. Instead of giving them, you know, with serious medicine to do the job right, they give them a painkiller
casually.
Lema, what is the message? They say, Lemar, shalom, shalom, but they ain't shalom. Another response. They say, don't worry, peace, peace, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. But the truth is, the Navi says it's a lie. The ain't shalom, it's not going to be good. Things are not going to be good. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Hayvishu. Now here's another very powerful idea. Hayvishu is a command. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, you, my people, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself. If you would only be ashamed of yourself, that already is 99% of the refuah. Feel the shame of the corruption that you are practicing. Ki to'evo osu, you are committing abominations. But the problem is, now is a statement. Now, after the command is done, now comes the statement. The problem is, there's no shame. Gambosh lo yevoshu, there is no shame. Gam hichlim lo yodohu. They don't know from another word of shame. We have really three different expressions of shame. Well, we have two really. Hoivishu. Hoivishu, that's the first. And then it says bosha, busha. And but bosh lo, say same sharish. Bosh lo yevoshu gam, but chlim is another expression. Chlim is another. It's a more. It's another expression of shame. I'm not sure which one is more severe. The difference, obviously, there's a difference between the two. But there's absolutely no feeling of shame. Lo yadahu lochem. Therefore, the end is going to be yiplu vanoiflim. They're going to fall among the fallen. They're all gonna die. Everyone's gonna be a casualty. The ace at the time of pikadetim, at the time when I visit their sin upon them, yikoshlu, they will stumble. Omar Hashem, so says Hashem. Let's see these three psukim from the Mefarshim Pasuk Yud Gimel and the Mitsudo Stavit. Berzea betza goizlum choy me'achirim. Berzea betza means theft. There is corruption. There is theft. Uminavi habal that kohani abamos, the nevi abal, the kohani abamos. All of these, the prophets and the false prophets and the false kohanim, they're all a bunch of liars, practitioners of falsehood. What do they do? Vayirapu es hashever. They heal. Hey, merapim es hashever ani. They heal. They're doctors. They make believe. They heal the brokenness of my people. Ura asam hasid lavo. What does that mean? It's in the lemar. Hey, mitziyam milibam daga haro haba. They soothe their fears by telling them al nikla. How do they heal them from their anxiety? They heal them from their anxiety with lies, with words of lowliness. Im amira nikala umivuza lemar shalom tia velo tomer hara uvezehim merapim shivam. Through these false words, they calm them down. Avlo yihye shalom veheim machishim. They're liars. Pasuk tezvav hayvishu ritzon lemar. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael al kopanim hoy lohem lahanedim vehakayhanim lios nichlamim. They at least should have been ashamed. Kasha also dvar toev when they did the abominations kederach hashuvim kederach hashuvim asher yikolmu imbol liyodam dvar toev b'mikra. If a person does a mistake, chosh of a person, you're embarrassed. They should be ashamed. If they would be ashamed, that's Chazal said that's one of the reasons why the Churban came about was because there was no boshes. People were not embarrassed to do averos. And so we learned this with few psukim before. They even went together. They went in groups. When people went to a base zona, at least going to a base zona is something which, if a person can't control his yetzahara, all right. But don't go publicly. Don't go as groups to the Beis Zionis. And the Pasuk says there was no shame whatsoever. They went in groups. It became part of society. Gam bosh lo yevoshu. It's an olema osu atoheva. Gam lo yevoshu. Ba'avu li winan embarrassed. Gam hichlim lo yadohu. Einam yoydim ahi haklima. They don't know what shame is. V'chofal hadava b'nilim shonais. It's poetic repetition. Chulachem yiblu b'noiflim. Hanadim b'hakoyhanim mehaim. Yiblu b'eis yiblu kol ha'noiflim. Al yidei hoydim. The Mitzulis learns. The Yiblu is referring specifically to the prophets, the false prophets and the false Kohanim.
The whole pasuk. Who should be?
According to everything, according to the Mitzudah, according to this, they should write. But you already, I was already saying this. I was only like Al Mefarshim, along with Klal Yisrael. But this referring, according to the Mitzudah, referring to the false prophets, they should have been embarrassed, and therefore they will fall with everyone. They're not going to be able to save themselves. Hanavim ha'achanim heim yiplu beis yiplu akol neiflam al yidei ha'im to the enemy. When beis bekadetim and yikoshelu beis sheeskar aleim avoinim lipar mehem, at the time when I visit their sin, v'hu bezman ha'churban. Oz yikashlu gam hema, they will not be spared. Okay, pasik. Let's see Rashi. These three psukim, pasik yud gimel, botzei abetza, oines mama, robbery, theft. Yudalid al nikala kalhu l'nivia sheker lochitzi mipiem b'loim hashalom yelachem. It's easy. It's easy for them to say peace will be to you. V'dover hazeh merapim, they soothe. Bidiburam es ha shever he'osil lavo aleihem, the decree, the churban that's about to come. Hayvishu, he's quoting from the Targum, aleihoin lemivhas. It is upon them to be embarrassed. In other words, this is a command. You should be embarrassed. Hichlim kmo lehachlim. It's a mikol chassid. The lamed is missing. Next, gambosh lo yevoshu einem mispayshim b'masim haroyim. They're not at all embarrassed. Let's see the radak. Pasuk yud gimel kimikatano. Okay, radak pasuk yud gimel kimikatam kmoish chatu kulam ken yiloku kulam. Just like the everyone, they're all going to be punished. Minavi gnavi hashakev yenesan tirgim umisafar ritzan alema sefer mazru am. V'chein koin habal oy mikahane halavim ki gam heim hoyu reim. So you're just saying that the leaders. Just, these are words which refer to the leaders are corrupt.
So he's also being specific to identify, you know, the bad guys, the false prophets.
The false prophets, and even the Levim,
It means the good ones.
The false prophet. Everyone is on the same line in that. Everyone is in the same line. They're loosening. They're weakening. They're making light of the fact that the Churban is coming. Al nikalo klamer al amir nikalo shein b'mamish lemar shalom shalom bat ve'ein shalom. Him amru shalom v'hinei ein shalom ki ne'ha'ev ba yom yom. Every day the enemy is getting closer and closer. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. We already mentioned the Medrash, is that the Churban only happened because people did not have any shame from one another. Next pasuk. Perishu bitmiya. Were you embarrassed? Okay, I learned until now, like the Rashi and the Targum and the Mitzudos, that it's a command. You should be embarrassed. Here, the Radak is learning a little bit differently. Bitmiya, kishasu to'eva. Were you embarrassed when you did these averos? Were you embarrassed? Same idea, yeah.
Here's a little different spin on it here. It says they will be put to shame, which is a little different.
It's different. Okay, so far we did not come across that. Who is he quoting from? They should be put, but according to the Mitsudo Stav and according to Rashi, who's quoting from the Targum, it means, I'm telling you, you should be ashamed of yourself. And the Gemara that we quoted from says exactly that. That's why the Churban came about, because there's no hope. And even when people do the worst averos, if there's a degree of shame in doing the avera, then there is hope. There is hope. But when the shame, the element of shame has been removed, then there's no hope whatsoever. The Radak is learning a little bit differently. Perusha bitmiya. Were you ashamed when you did the avera? The answer to the rhetorical question is, of course not. And that's why you're going to get what you deserve. They did not have natural shame. A person is born to have shame. I mean, it's something that's natural to have shame. When I visit upon them their sin, the day when Hashem destroys Yerushalayim. Period. Okay, let's go to the next theme. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Here we have a beautiful, beautiful radak. This is really a masterpiece, this radak. So to get to the radak, you have to go through the pasuk first, slowly. Imdu al drachim uru. I want you to stand on the roads uru and look out. According to the Mitzudos, it's a very simple pasuk. And look out. The shalu l'nesivos olam, and ask amongst the paths, the ancient paths. Go out on the roads, go out into the old highways. You know, there are different highways which are historical highways. And I was in Eretz Yisrael, I visited Talpiyos. There's a city there called Talpiyos. And there's a yeshiva, called Merkaz HaTorah. It's in Talpiyos. The city is not a religious city. A lot of Chilonim live there. I was told that when they built the yeshiva, Merkaz HaTorah, maybe 40 years ago, they thought that by building the yeshiva there, the whole community will turn, will become
like Skopje.
From. It didn't happen. But there, I was there, and the yeshiva, he said, if he has time later, he'll take me to the roof of the yeshiva. And from the roof of the yeshiva, you can see the Har Habayis. You can see the Har Habayis. And then he says to me that near 5-minute walk from the yeshiva, there is a road. And this road is known to be an historical road. This road goes back thousands of years. It's an ancient road. They have a Messiah. They have even historians know. And there's a legend that when you stand, the Talmud is called Talpis, because it's very, very high up, that when it says in the post-pasuk, Vayar es hamokoi merachoik, when Avraham Avinu, he went to the Akedah, he brought the Akedah, and he saw the Mokoi Merachoik, he was on that high, he was on that road. Mamish, 5 minutes away from...
What's the name of
this? I don't know the name. He didn't tell me. And he says, even though we're not on the highway, the yeshiva, you go to the roof, you can just like that highway, you can yaki gamamish see the har habayis, and that's vayar es hamoko merachok. So it was interesting, he made a point of saying to me that this is not just on a road, he didn't take me there, this road is an historical road, this road is ancient. Like there's the derech hamelech nelech. There's certain roads which go back from time immemorial. And that's what it says over here in this pasuk. Go out. What?
Yeah.
Derech HaMelech. Like Derech HaMelech, Klal Yishol says, let us, Edoim, let us, we're not going to start up with you. Derech HaMelech Nelech. We're going to go on the Derech. You have the maps in some of the books. It's an ancient road. So here, go out, Imdu Al Drochim, go out on the roads. These are the new roads. Avenue J, how long has Avenue J been around? Go out to Shalu and ask, Linesivois Olam, there are some roads that have been around 1,000 years. Stand on those roads also. You'll get that. That's the pshat. That's a very simple pshat. The Radak is going to have a beautiful homiletic interpretation to this pasuk. Eze derech hatoif. Ask people. Go out into the roads, the highways, the Route 17, Avenue M, Coney Island. Go ask the people. The old Route 17, right? The one that wiggles around up and down. Eze derech hatoif. Ask them what's the proper path in life to follow. Ulchuva. And go on it. Ask the old timers who've been around a long time for a good, solid, age old advice. And go and follow, listen to them. Umitsu margoya linafshechem. And you'll find for yourself rest. Margoya means rest. You'll have a good life. A life of nachas. A life of rest. But vayomru, but I told you to do this. Do you know always know what he's saying over here? You hear me telling, listen, you don't want to listen to me? I'm the Navi. You don't like prophets. You don't like prophets. No, I can't help you with that. So you don't want to listen to me. So go find someone who you trust. Go out into the street and go on the roads and you'll see some old timers. They have nothing, you have nothing against them. They don't give you mussar. They don't go and say nasty things to you. They don't preach gloom and doom. Listen to them. Take the advice from someone that you're comfortable listening to, and you're going to discover they have the same message as me. You don't need a prophet. It's a very powerful idea. I'm a Navi. I'm telling you the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't take my word for it. It's amazing that this is Shul Mikra. You don't got to take my word for it. Go ask some old lady who's walking on the street, a 99-year-old lady. She'll give you the same advice as me. You don't need to hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know what to do. And you're stubborn. What do the Jewish people say? Lo Nelech, we're not interested in going out to the roads and listening to good advice. That's pshat. Let's see the Mitzudos. We're running out of time very quickly. Mitzudos, Pasik Tezayim. Uru, go look at Ha'oivrim V'Hashavim. Look at the simple people who walk in the streets. V'Shalu Oysam, and ask them. He's learning over here. V'Shalu Oysam, I didn't translate it correctly according to the Mitzudos. Ask them Al. Okay, look at his interpretation. Al Nisivoy Sa'olam. Ask them concerning the Nisivoy Sa'olam, meaning the derech of life, not the literal road. Ask them the path to take in life. A derech in life. What kind of approach to life? To be a ganaf, a conniver, or to be an honest man? And go on that road. Then if you'll follow that road, v'timsu yumargoa, you'll find peace. Margoa in the Mitzudos Tzion, he translates Margoa, Menucha v'hashket, rest and tranquility. Okay, Menucha v'chu'inin melitze loyma shalom l'chachamim. Ask the wise people, v'heim yoru l'chem derech hatoif. Don't ask the prophets, go ask the university professors. I don't know if that's true today anymore. But go ask the simple people in the street. They'll tell you, they don't want to hear what I'm... Let's see Rashi first. Pasuk Tezayin, one little Rashi. Margoya Menucha. Okay, now let's see the beautiful Radak. The Radak says as follows: Pasuk Tezayin, Tezayin. Kol Yamar Hashem Imdu Al Drachem. Perush Imdu Bedatchem Al Derech Hatoy Ve Al Derech Hara. Stand at the crossroads. Very different than Radak. I want you to go and stand at the crossroads. Re'ei Nosati Lefanecha Es Hachayim Ve Es Hamaves. Ubacharta Bachayim. That's how he learns. Crossroads. Al Derech Hatoyv Ve Al Derech Hara. Stand in the crossroads, and contemplate. Compares. Ad Mosai Atem Paisichim Al Shtei Hasifim. How long will you take up these jump on the two different approaches? Im Hashem Elokim Luchu Acharav. L'chein Amalachem. So to Yirmiyah says, Hinei Nidia Emes Oymim Lachem. Yirmiyah says, the Nidia Emes say to you, Hivosru. Except Musar, v'shuvu midarcheichem horoim, v'al tinosnu biyad oyev, and you will not be delivered in the hand of the enemy. On the other hand, on the other side of the coin, univiei hasheker oimrim lochem toiv hu aderech shatem oichazim. It's good. Lo sosudu mimenu. Just stay the course of corruption. And they tell you, well, the good prophets, they terrify you. That's not true, don't be afraid. Now, Yirmiyah says, here, you have the choice in front of you. The Shnei HaSeifim. Now, examine them in your intellect. What is the better path? Now that's how he translates the first part of the pasuk. Go back to the pasuk. Koyamar Hashem imdu al derachim ureu. Period. Everything that we read in the Radak until now was a bear on the derachim. The derachim is not the collective noun of all the roads and ask the old timers walking in means like the mitzudos, but rather there are two roads. They're not 50 roads, a million highways, and stand there and go pick up someone and ask them some advice. No, derachim, there are two roads. There's the road of life and the road of death. The road of the Nevi Emes, the road of the Nevi Sheker. And uru means look with your seichel, analyze. What's going to be the better? What do you really think? Who's telling you the truth? Next. Now we come to the next part of the pasuk. Beautiful. Gam sha'alu ba'avur nisivos olam. Also ask concerning the past, the ancient past. Kimosh ama moshe b'lo v'shalom. Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha. Don't only rely upon your intellect. Why don't you ask your grandparents? Why don't you go follow the Mesorah? Kein amalachem shalu nisivos oilam. What does that mean? Kiloimar shalu bavur hadrochim asher me oilam kiloimar hadoyrois shavu. Go look back at your ancestors. The timsu, and you will discover ki mi sheoch as derech emes bo loy hatov. The people who followed derech emes, look what became of them. Look what became of their descendants. Look how great they are. And the people who chose to go on the path of sheker, look what became of them. From these two approaches, the drachim and the nesivos oilam, these two drachim, tuchlu lahakir eze aderech hatov luchuba. Oy mi derech haseichel. The derech haseichel is the drachim uru with your seichel. Oy mi derech hakabala is the nesivos oilam. That name of the sefer, that was one of the most popular svarim, the nesivos oilam. I actually read an article from it's a morale safer, and it's a morale safer also. But who wrote this Oymi Derech HaKabbalah. So the Nesivas Oylam, this is where you get it from, the morale. Everything comes from Tanakh. The morale, the Nesivas Oylam is the Derech HaKabbalah. And Derachim Uru is the Derech HaSeichel. It's both logical and it can both be proven from tradition that it's kedai for us to follow the derech hayoshar. Umatzu umatzoi umargoy lenafshechem v'zeh timsu umargoy lenefesh. You'll find margoya nefesh v'nachas ruach b'shnei ha'seif in the two different paths. U'chshamarti lochem zeh amartem. When I told you this, what did you respond to me? With chutzpah. Lo neilech v'lo nachkar al adrochem. Ki mash anu oichazim hutoy be'neinu. Okay, we will stop over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin.